Boker Tov, we are continuing Tehillim, Mizmor 121. And this is maybe the most famous Mizmor in the entire Tehillim.
Maybe?
Definitely the most famous Mizmor in the entire Tehillim. Shir la ma'alot, esa enai, el heharim me'ayin yavo azri. A song of ascents, by the way, just to insert some perush so we can understand this better. A song of ascents. Esa enai el harim, I raise my eyes to the mountains, and I ask, me'ayin yavo azri, where will my help come from? Now, a couple of points. One, shir lema'alot. This is the one mizmor of the Song of Ascents, the 15 mizmorim, that's shir lema'alot instead of shir hama'alot. And Radak seems to say it's pretty much the same thing. Like, he doesn't make much of the distinction. So, Song of Ascents, the translation remains the same, even though this is the one that has a lamed instead of a hey. He says it's pretty much the same thing. The next thing he says, which is, Esa enai el harim, I always understood this pasuk as, I lift my eyes to the mountains, like in this wide expanse, seeing even as far as the mountains, to see where is my help going to come from. Oh. But it actually says, Radak says, it doesn't mean el harim, that I look to the mountains. And he said, I'm looking from the mountains. I stand on the mountain and I look everywhere that I could see from that high vantage point, and I see where is my help going to come from. And then the answer is in the next pasuk, that I'm not going to find it on the physical world. Rather, I find my help from Adonai, who is the creator of the heaven and earth. But before we continue in these pasuk, I want to hear a nice idea on this first pasuk from our friend.
So I heard from Rav Shlomo Farhi years ago something beautiful on this pasuk, that the word me'ayin yavo ezri, or the word me'ayin, we translate as from where, but ayin means nothing, and that the idea that he said was that if you realize that ayin, that you realize that from nothing, that if you know that your problems that you think are so important, that you think are so big, they really are nothing. They really are nothing really important. Then yavo ezri. From nothingness, yavo ezri. And after that, ezri me'im Hashem. Then Hashem is going to help you. When you realize that the things that are bothering you, they're not that important. They're not, they shouldn't be occupying.
Then the help will come.
Then the help will come.
Or you could also say, once you realize that you're not so important, and that you're not the center of this world, and you realize that you are, in the grand scheme of things, nothing, then your problems, that's where the help comes from.
It's not a question. It's not me'ayin yavo ezri.
Right. It's not saying, where is my help coming from? It's saying, it is from nothing that my help comes. Mm-hmm. From the nothingness.
From realizing
the appreciation of nothingness, or the meaninglessness of my problems, or the lowness of myself, that my problems get resolved. Okay, beautiful pirush. Okay. We continue. Okay, so he says, Shilam alot esayin al harim me'ayin yavo ezri. So I look from upon the mountains, looking for where will my help come from.
It's and, really interesting. Sorry to cut you off. I heard a perush that Heharim is referring to the Avot. It makes sense with regards to Radak's second interpretation, that from on top of the mountains, that we always say that we're standing on giant shoulders.
Right.
So it makes sense that he's from the mountains, he's from the Avot, he's standing on the shoulders of the Avot.
So I look from the perspective given to me from the Avot, and I see where will my help come from. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's also a very nice perush. And it's all, it's obviously it's mizmor, it's allegorical, so you could say these things. So I look from upon high, or from the perspective that I have, or maybe even the perspective that I've gotten from my forefathers, and I say, where will my help come from? And the answer I get is Ezri Me'im Adonai, or the answer I realize when pondering this, is that my help only comes from Hashem, who is the creator of the heaven and earth.
Do you know the thing that Esai and I El Harim is the pishat, is that you look onto the mountains like, how am I going to conquer this problem of like climbing the mountain?
That's what I thought. I mean, I think that's also pishat. Meaning, I don't know if El Harim necessarily means Al Harim, from the mountains. I think there's a very easy pishat in saying that I'm looking to the mountains, which are overbearing and overwhelmingly large, and I say, these massive undertakings. How am I going to conquer them? Or how am I going to, make it out alive? And then I realized that the only thing that, and to support your position, Ezri Me'im Adonai Oseh Shemayim Va'aretz. You know what's going to help me overcome the mountains of my difficulties? The one who created them. right? My help comes from Hashem, the one who created them, the one who created the heavens and the earth. Pasuk Gimel. Ali ten lamot raglecha, ali anum shomerecha. Now, there's a lot of changing of tense in Tehillim, and we always we try to pay attention to it. Okay, now we talk about Borei Olam in the third person. Okay, I mean we were talking in the third person, but now we're talking to someone else. Right now he's talking in the second person about HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of talking about himself.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
Don't let your foot falter.
Ali ten lamot raglecha, ali anum shomerecha. No, it's not ali ten. That would have been alti ten. It's ali ten lamot raglecha. He will not let your foot falter, and your guardian ali anum will never sleep. Okay. He's talking to the figurative guy who needs the musar or this encouragement. Okay, so. He, Borei Olam, who is your guardian, or who I've determined is my guardian, is my savior, he will never let your foot falter, and he will never sleep. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Behold, and this is repetition for dramatic effect, behold, he does not sleep and does not slumber the guardian of Israel, who is Hashem. Okay? Pasuk 5, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yiminecha. Hashem is your protector, and he is your shade, who is on your right hand. These are all forms of protection. He's your protector, of course. Mm-hmm. He is your shade, and we're going to see that the shade is important because of the next pasuk. Okay, he's your protector, and he is your shade, meaning he provides you protection from, let's say, the sun. And he's on your right hand, meaning there to support you. Mm-hmm. Pasuk Vav, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka b'yareach balayla. In the day, the sun will not strike you, and nor will the moon at night.
How could the moon hurt you at night?
That's the big question of this mizmor. How can the moon hurt you at night? So according to the Radak, the Peshat is that in the day, the heat will not hurt you because of the shade from the previous pasuk that Hashem is providing you. And in the night, the cold will not hurt you. Meaning it's sun representing the heat and moon representing the cold. And his most of the sickness comes from overheat or too much cold. And those are the dangerous weather events that are both going to be protected from. So in the day, the sun will not hurt you, and in the night, the moon will not hurt you. Meaning in the day, it will not be too hot, and in the night, it will not be too cold. Or you will not be too cold. Adonai ishmorcha mikol ra, ishmoret nafshecha. God will protect you from all evil, and He will guard your life. And Adonai ishmor tzetecha uvoecha me'ata ve'adolam. He will also guard your goings and your comings from now and forever. So it's a beautiful mizmor. If you just think about it, what exactly is happening in the mizmor? On the first pasuk, the author is showing how he came to the realization that he could only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He looked at the mountains, or he looked from the mountains, whatever peshat you want to take, and he saw and he realized that there's no protector or savior other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then once he gets that realization and it sets in for him, he turns to the other. And he says, God will not let your foot falter. He does not sleep. He will protect you, and he will guard you from the sun and the moon. He will protect you from all evil. He will protect your soul. And he will protect you when you're going and when you're coming, when you're traveling and so on, from now until eternity. Meaning, I think besides for the, you know, just the peshat, there's a very deep beauty in the sense that you see the acquisition of the bitachon, and then you see the imparting of the bitachon onto someone else, which I think is the model, right? Is when someone achieves a place where they come to that deep understanding of how reliant they are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it then puts them in a position to impart that to others and inspire others with that as well. Okay, I think that's a beautiful thing about this most famous mizmor. Any other ideas before we close? Okay. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.